Welcome to the Next Steps Bible Reading Podcast. We're in the book of Obadiah today, and very easy to miss, not easy to find. It's just one chapter. It's in between Amos and Micah, toward the end of the Old Testament. So find Obadiah. We'll be reading through that today, taking some devotional pauses, thinking through some application, and then closing in prayer. And I want to encourage you to do that right along with me. Father, thank you for your word, and Lord, for this prophetic book of Obadiah, which is one we typically don't think about or even know it's there. As we read it today, Father, help us to see you and to know what we're supposed to do with this today. In Jesus' name, amen. Obadiah. So just as introduction, you had the northern kingdom, Israel, fall in 722 BC to Assyria. And then in 586 BC, the Babylonians took the southern kingdom, Judah, which includes Jerusalem. And apparently Obadiah was perhaps remaining as people were taken to Babylon. And then neighboring Edom apparently hurts the people of Israel, sells them out as they leave. And so there's some prophecy about Edom as well as about God's people here. Obadiah's vision. Verse 1. The vision of Obadiah. This is what the sovereign Lord says about Edom. And many times in the prophets, you'll hear that, the sovereign Lord, just reminding people, this is the covenant-keeping God with his people, always keeps his promises, and he is sovereign and over all. And this is what he says. We have heard a message from the Lord, an envoy was sent to the nations to say, rise, let us go against her for battle. See, I will make you small among the nations. You will be utterly despised. The pride of your heart has deceived you. You who live in the clefts of the rocks and make your home on the heights. You who say to yourself, who can bring me down to the ground? Though you soar like the eagle and make your nest among the stars, from there I will bring you down, declares the Lord. If thieves came to you, if robbers in the night, oh, what a disaster awaits you. Would they not steal only as much as they wanted? If grape pickers came to you, would they not leave a few grapes? But how Esau will be ransacked, his hidden treasures pillaged. All your allies will force you to the border. Your friends will deceive and overpower you. Those who eat your bread will set a trap for you, but you will not detect it. In that day, declares the Lord, will I not destroy the wise men of Edom, those of understanding in the mountains of Esau? Your warriors, Teman, will be terrified, and everyone in Esau's mountains will be cut down in the slaughter. Because of the violence against your brother Jacob, you will be covered with shame. You will be destroyed forever. On the day you stood aloof while strangers carried off his wealth and foreigners entered his gates and cast lots for Jerusalem, you were like one of them. So this is neighboring Edom, who basically looked on to the destruction of Jerusalem and did nothing. And God says that, you know, it's coming back to you now. Verse 12, you should not gloat over your brother in the day of his misfortune, nor rejoice over the people of Judah in the day of their destruction, nor boast so much in the day of their trouble. You should not march through the gates of my people in the day of their disaster, nor gloat over them in their calamity in the day of their disaster, nor seize their wealth in the day of their disaster. You should not wait at the crossroads to cut down their fugitives, nor hand over their survivors in the day of trouble. The day of the Lord is near for all nations. As you have done, it will be done to you. Your deeds will return upon your head. It's kind of a biblical principle. Just as you drank on my holy hill, so all the nations will drink continually. They will drink and drink and be as if they had never been. But on Mount Zion will be deliverance. So referring to his people, to Israel, to Jerusalem. It will be holy and Jacob will possess his inheritance. Jacob will be a fire and Joseph a flame. Esau will be stubble and they will set him on fire and destroy him. There will be no survivors from Esau. The Lord has spoken. People from the Negev will occupy the mountains of Esau and people from the foothills will possess the land of the Philistines. They will occupy the fields of Ephraim and Samaria and Benjamin will possess Gilead. This company of Israelite exiles who are in Canaan will possess the land as far as Zarephath. The exiles from Jerusalem who were in Zarephath will possess the towns of the Negev. Deliverers will go up on Mount Zion to govern the mountains of Esau, and the kingdom will be the Lord's. That's the end of Obadiah and the end of our reading for today. Well, what do we take away from this very short prophecy that has to do with Israel back then, that has to do with Edom back then? Well, that's when you kind of look for principles. That's when you look for character of God type of things. So what is it that I'm taking from here to apply for my life? I think what really sticks out to me is just in the character of God. So he has his chosen people, the ones that he has selected, that he has blessings for. And yet he sends them into captivity and he brings destruction on them when they disobey. At the same time, those who see that destruction are responsible for how they treat God's people even in the midst of that. And if they don't treat them well, they will then be judged at some point. God is coming. It says the day of the Lord, verse 15, is near for all nations. As you have done, it will be done to you. And that encourages me just to think through not just what happened to Israel, but what happens to God's people and Christians around the world in suffering, and how eventually God will make it right. Eventually Jesus will return. Eventually all those who suffer will be made whole and be with him forever. And all of those who have judged God and his people and done terrible things against his people over the centuries, they will be judged. It will be done to them as they have done. And there will be eternal consequences. And I can trust in the sovereign Lord, who's the same God as back then, to take care of all these things in his time. And I can focus on how I treat God's people and how I move toward him, regardless of what everyone else around me is doing, to trust in the sovereign Lord. What about you? Father, thank you for your word, for this little book of Obadiah, and a reminder, Father, of your character. Help me to respond to your character today, to trust you, to praise you, to walk with you, to treat others as I would want to be treated. And Father, I rest fully in you, knowing that your judgment is true, and it is coming, and it's going to be okay. And I can live faithfully for you today, no matter what. In Jesus' name, amen.